Blog Talk Radio.
Track off of the new Crankshaft album. Wow, where did all that static come from? That's terrible. Okay, well, today is Dave's birthday, and I promised him I would sing him happy birthday. So here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dave Anger. Happy birthday to you.
Open drinking wine, hanging with the crowd doing drugs.
what's happening with the audio today, but it seems really, really bad. And I would just like to give a shout out to everyone who helped in the production of this album. It is a tribute to Lino Ochoa, who sadly passed away in December 18th of 2017, a beloved father and punk rock star of Crankshaft and forever MCP 13. And there is a special thanks to Lino Jr., Sharon, Doug Moody, Rob Mortis, Marlene Raymond, Denise, David Dex, Leslie, and Nick LaMagna, rest in peace, Walt Phelan, Paul De La Cruz, love and respect to MCP 13, and Carlton, rest in peace, Todd, rest in peace, Marcel Fly, Javier Juan, Little Nick, also. All these songs were written in 1984 and 85 by Dave and Scotto, and lyrics by Lino. And all the music was performed by Dave Anger. He did each track separately, and except for Boo Hoo Hoo and Goodbye is the song that I just played, and that was written by Dave Anger. And vocals are Dave, guitars, bass, all Dave, and Scotto Matusa, drums and percussion. In memory of our departed friend, we made this album. And it's so wonderful to preserve the past and redo the old songs that were on. It came from Slimy Valley, Party Animal, and Copulation. And this is a beautiful new album, and due to the virus that's going around, the factory closed down. The CDs were ready to go out the door the day they closed, and they promised that they will ship them out, so pretty soon we hope to have them. So here we have another song. MCP 13.
A lot of shit.
would like to mention that there is a website. Hello, I don't know why I'm having such bad reception today. It must be the storm, but what I was trying to say is Crankshaft has a website up for a tribute to Lino Lousy and the MCP-13. And we have Dave Anger in the studio here with us. And if you want to check out the website, it's originalcrankshaft.tripod.com. And it's really nice, and there's some pictures and things up there for Lino. And hi, Dave. It's so glad to have you here.
Hi, Candace. Thank you for having me on this wonderful day.
Yes, it is a wonderful day, isn't it? I'm wondering why every one of these songs have that that blast in the back. When I listened to them, they didn't do that. There's something wrong with my soundboard here.
I don't know. Unfortunately, I was distracted for a minute. I just got on, so I only caught the last bit of the song of Psycho.
Yeah,
and I hope everyone's been enjoying it.
Yes, and I sang you happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I missed it, but I'll do a recap once the show's over.
There you go. Well, here's another good song, Crazy.
I'm very surprised that's happening.
Yeah.
How are you doing? How's everybody doing with what's occurring in the world today? I'm scared as hell, I'll tell you that much. I hit that age gap right now.
I grew up in Glendale, and you know I worked in Hollywood at the cafe for many years. And when the cafe closed, I kept moving north. And it seemed like the further north and away from mass population, the better I felt. And my kids enjoyed moving out to the country. And I got so used to my neighbors locking the gate and not being able to come and go as freely as I wanted to until the 5-year court battle was over. And it was my driveway, it came to find out, that they were suing me for using. But anyway, I learned to stock up animal food and things like 8 months at a time and got used to being quarantined.
Yeah, I guess you were self-quarantining prior to all this nonsense that's occurring. Well, not nonsense, but all this good madness. I mean, it's insane. We're actually living in a bad B movie is what it feels like. You know, you never expect it to happen in your life. I mean, you never expect it to. And then out of the blue, once you do, here we are. It's like a bad video game.
My grandfather used to tell me, he works in Hollywood also, in the motion picture industry, and he ran the old-fashioned spotlights in the 20s and 30s at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. And in the 60s, he was still doing it. And whenever we would see the lights, searchlights hitting the sky, we knew Grandpa was at it again. And he always used to tell us to beware of the yellow fever.
The yellow fever. What is the yellow fever?
Well, and then my father used to elaborate. He used to say, watch out for germ warfare. He said, it's going to happen. It's a reality. He said, it may not happen in my generation, which it didn't. Rest in peace, Papa. He also worked in the motion picture industry for all his life. And it was fun because I could go to Universal when he was working there and get his name at the gate and just walk right in. I got to meet Lou Infragno and a lot of different stars at different places. Sammy Davis Jr. at Culver City Studios, and the list goes on. But he said that there would be a country that would spread germ warfare and try to destroy the world and take over the wealth and power of the world. And who knows? Maybe these old folks from generations back knew something we didn't know.
Well, yeah, of course, all they had was speculation, not information, but a feeling. People can feel when something's going to happen, you know. I mean, I'm sure everybody does at some point in their life.
Right, but like you, I never expected anything to be so worldwide spread. I mean, geez, Italy's completely locked down.
Well, at least not in my lifetime. I mean, I don't give a fuck what happens after I'm dead.
Well, yeah, when we're dead, we're dead. That's it.
Yeah, so why my generation, damn it? Why?
Right? Geez, and you know, it makes you wonder. It's like up here, nobody wears masks on their face, and everybody goes about their business like there's nothing going on. Most of the stores are open, and I noticed the beauty parlors and the churches were all closed, but that's it, you know? And makes me wonder, you know, how come nobody's being more careful, you know?
Well, you have, where you're at, I remember you telling me up north and all, you have the populace is more spread out. Here, you know, we're somewhat close proximity, but even New York is worse. I mean, you can't walk 4 feet without bumping into somebody over there.
True. My closest neighbor is 3 miles.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I feel bad for New York. I mean,
I do.
It's just terrible the way it's literally spreading worldwide. It's like it's clamping down on us.
It is, and you know, it seems to be affecting the really wealthy people of the world. I mean, you don't see, unless they're just not talking about the homeless people who are living out in the woods and in the parks and under bridges. They don't seem to be getting it. It's, I mean, Prince Charles of UK and all of these big movie producers, and there's been a few rock stars that I've seen have come down with it, but it seems like it's mostly the elite, you know? People
well, yeah, it's like,
afford.
You know how they say there's 13 families that control the planet. Those are the lucky 13. And you notice none of the politicians are afraid to be out in mass groups of public, which is at least more than 20 people, and they're always surrounded by it, or they're probably getting inoculated every 10 minutes of the day.
Never know. Well, it's strange. Well, anyway, on a brighter note, this is a beautiful album, and Dave has performed all of the guitar work on this album. wrote it, him and Scotto, and Scotto did the percussion and the drums. And here is the...
well, don't forget, these are all the original songs that I wrote back in the day with Lino when we were on the Mystic label. So all the lyrics are Lino's. Literally, the whole album is just thanks to you after he passed away 2 years ago. Thanks to you, we get to bring this out in his memory, you know, so people don't
That's
forget
right.
that he was
That's
around
right.
at one time. Thank you so much again for that, Candace.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I love to volunteer my time to help people preserve the past and keep it going. And here's one that was off the Copulation album, License to Kill. And it's so true.
Right.
Who has a license to kill? LAPD.
They do.
Album too, and well, you know, we have It Came from Slimy Valley, and let me see. Oh, there's someone in the cellar. Here we go.
Oh, that was Side B. That was a great song.
What's that?
No, I was saying that was Side B. That was, I love that song.
I know, I do too. Great. Album Army of the Dead. there's something wrong with my soundboard today. I do apologize. But, you know, Army of the Dead has always been one of my favorite crankshaft songs.
That's a classic.
Yes, it is.
That's literally a classic. That's like listening to the Beach Boys. It's from 33 years ago. No, 34 years ago.
Right? And it's
I keep telling all the kids at the shows, we are the Beach Boys of your today, and they go, who?
I know. Well, you know, when I first left L.A. area, I moved to Lancaster, and I went to this junkyard to get a part for my truck, and oh, my God, it was Red from the Beach Boys. He's running a junkyard out there. Can you imagine?
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he had albums of the Beach Boys all over, and he goes, look, see, there I am. And I go, oh, my God, it's right. You're right. It is you. Wow. I always liked the Beach Boys.
They're always great. I just like music, period. I like everything. If it sounds good to me, I like it. If it doesn't, then I don't.
Very good. Well, you
people
know,
always come and tell me, what's that?
Oh, no, you first.
I said, people always come and tell me, oh, you don't like this band, you don't like this band. I go, hey, I have a right not to like something, you music Nazi. You know, it's like, oh, you don't like Led Zeppelin? No, I don't like Led Zeppelin. I never did. I'm not saying they're bad. I just don't like them. That's why I got into punk rock, because I guess my mental metabolism was always sped up, and I always liked loud, fast. And when I first heard the Ramones, that really, you know, that's what got me into punk rock pretty much, was that hard, heavy sound, which it was at that time. That was a very hard and heavy sound compared to everything else that was. I loved his guitar sound. It just roared like a chainsaw. You know, of course, that was 30 some, almost 40 years ago. Bands have progressed, sounds have changed, Ministry, you know, all these guys get this really heavy sound. It's great. Discharge, which is one of my favorite sounds, especially their second album, Hear Nothing, See Nothing. It's like, that was when I first heard that, that's what blew my mind. And that's what me and Lena were listening to at the time, and Motorhead especially. So a lot of people go, oh, it sounds like this, it sounds like that. I go, well, yeah, I wrote that song at 19. That's what we were playing at the cafe and at the shows at that time. And that's what we were listening to at that time. And we liked the heavy, heavy sound. But that's what got me into, you know, playing guitar and listening to music was pretty much that heavy roar sound that I got, that the Ramones had had.
Right. Well, and, you know, it's funny because my old neighbor Dobbs was tending bar at the cafe, and one of I call her
Mr.
Sister.
Dobbs.
Huh?
Mr. Dobbs, I remember him. Yeah,
Dobbs. He lived next door to me in 1977, and he was my good neighbor, and I just loved him. He was so sweet. When I came home from the hospital with my baby girl, my second child, he came out and took a picture of us that I still have today. And he was just such a great person. And my little sister, Dawn McKinnon, she comes up to me and she says, I found Dobbs. You got to come to this club, the Café de Grand. And I went. And she was friends with X, and they were performing that night. So I got to meet all of them. And I think Bad Religion was playing at the same time. And I fell in love with the music, and you know, I'm a trained musician. I started playing piano when I was big enough to climb up on the bench and start playing on the keys, you know. And I was recording by the time I was 9 years old, all classical music, and I was so sick of it because I would warm up my hands to Franz Liszt. And
I love classical music.
Yeah, I do too, but I love the fast 16th notes, you know. I like the fast, hardcore music of punk. And when I walked into the cafe, I had not heard anything like that before. And it's like, yeah, this place is awesome. And you know, I had been going to LA VC starting in 1980, and my husband passed away. And I had two little kids to support, so my parents with their limos and their big fancy house wouldn't have any, they wouldn't even help me out with any groceries or anything. And I struggled hard in the beginning. And when Michael Brennan offered me $200 a week and 50% of the door in 1982 or three, I said, forget them studios and the motion picture industry. I was going to go in as a makeup artist. I did makeup on Savage Streets with Linda Blair. And I wanted to be an art director at a local studio. That's where I grew up, knowing all these producers and actors and things, you know. But when I walked into the Café du Grand, it was love at first hear. My ears were chiming with the sweet, sweetness of fuck the system.
Oh, boy. That was always my favorite saying, fuck the system. Actually, I say fuck everything.
Right, and our favorite expression used to be FTW, fuck the world.
Oh, I know. Especially after the decline, remember, everybody remembers when John Doe was doing that tattoo, and it's, you know, that's when that took off. That really helped to take off. I remember seeing that.
It did.
Back when
it
I was
did.
16.
And I remember downstairs, that booth next to the bar down there, a couple times John and Billy were sitting there, and I'd say, come over and sit with us, Candy. So I didn't know he was married to Exine, so I'd go over there and I'd flirt with him, and I always wondered why she was giving me hard looks. They actually have two kids together from what I hear too, you know, so it's all good. I mean, never went any further than just a little flirt at the table, you know.
Well, of course, we're young. Everybody was flirting. Shit, I was flirting with posters.
Right? We were all kids. Well, I was over 21, but, you know, I was probably one of the oldest ones there. So,
I never felt old until about 40.
I still don't feel old. My body does. No.
Well, that's what I meant, yeah.
When I get up in the morning,
I had like a little mini heart attack at 40. That sent me straight there.
Well, I had a clogged artery in my 40s somewhere. My truck had broke down, and I was 15 miles out of town. I hitchhiked into town, and this girl says, well, this is as far as I'm going. And all of a sudden, my head hit the dash, and I go, hospital. That's all I remembered. I woke up at the ER room with this gorgeous-looking young man saying, I'm taking you into surgery. My name's Dr. Fletcher. And I looked at those big, beautiful blue eyes. Oh, he's so handsome. I still see him to this day. Ooh. Only he's old and gray now, but still got those pretty
blue eyes. See, that's how soap operas start.
Right? Oh, my goodness. So,
the old days of General Hospital.
I used to like that one, Married with Children.
Oh, who didn't? That was funny. For its time, that was a great show.
I know. And I used to date Spider, the saxophonist, with Chucky Weiss, and you play with Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs. And I remember Katie Siegel was calling the apartment one day, and we're sitting there making out on the couch, and she's going, oh, Spire, I miss you. Come see me. So I thought that was a pretty good compliment to blow Katie Siegel off for me, right?
Of course.
Okay, so metal. What's that?
Oh, Metal for the Dead. Yeah, this is when Lena was getting to heavy metal, and he wanted me to write. This was the second song I wrote after joining Crankshaft. The first song I wrote when I joined Crankshaft was License to Kill, because Men in Black had just broken up, and he goes, the band left. That was the original Crankshaft. That was Nick LaMagna, Walt Phelan, and Paul De La Cruz, which was RF7 at the time.
Right.
They went off, and I had lost Men in Black, and then he asked me to play. So I literally wrote License to Kill, because he goes, I got to record it in 2 weeks for a Mystic comp. So the original License to Kill was just literally recorded 2 weeks before we went in the studio and did it.
Wow.
So this time I got to work it out and make add a little more to it. You know, that was the last song you played. But I like the sound effects of the sirens. I thought it helped for the mental and visual when someone's having fun and being inebriated.
Right? All right, here we go. Metal for the Dead.
Rock on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's going to play.
Mary Duenas, this one's for you, brother.
Songs, and this is
thank you.
You learn about your life and you're crying every day. I try to tell you what to do, you listen anyway. I'm tired of your wedding, I'm tired of your grave. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Fucking hear from you.
Okay, so anyway.
You didn't catch me talking all that, did you?
I heard some mumbling, but it didn't come out very well. I hope it isn't anything.
That's what, no, I mean, it didn't come out on the radio or anything, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, but, beautiful.
You know, I see that Crankshaft was on, like, we got power, population, it came from Slimy Valley, Party Animal, and 60
We got power
bands.
Was the first Crankshaft with Nick LaMagna, rest in peace, and the other guys. That was New Wave Homos, and I think Anarchies for Fools and Losers.
Yes, yes. I have those, but I didn't put them up. I just put up the new album, none of the old ones. And
Nick LaMagna is a
really
great guy. I miss that guy.
Yeah. It's been really great having you on today, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Candace. Thank you so much for everything.
Yes, and you're very welcome, and thank you for the new album, and soon it will be in our little hands so that we can actually physically look at the album. I'm going to go back over those tracks and see if that was what's wrong with my soundboard here. But
sure, we'll take a look at that. Big shout out to Scott. Scotto, I hope you heard the show. That's the drummer.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, Dave, and don't you forget to party or go home. Oh, Doug Moody's calling me. All right, we'll see you later. Have a good night.
Take care. Thank you. Rock
party
on,
hardy.
Everybody.
Rock on. All right, bye.